Welcome to Busy Research, the podcast where business meets data and insights drive success. I'm your host, Vicki McCarthy, Director of the Center for Applied Business Research at Austin Peay State University. On this podcast, we get busy learning about how applied business research can improve business decision making. So welcome to another episode of the Busy Research Podcast. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Brianna Bledsoe, an APSU business alum and the Meta Department Manager for Iffert Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Brianna, it's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. McCarthy.
So let's start by, you can of course call me Vicki, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about your time at Austin Peay State University. What was your experience like as a business student?
Yes. So my time at Austin Peay was great. The business marketing classes were engaging. They also equipped me with so many skills that I use in my current job. The professors were always willing to make my learning experience even better. I feel like Austin Peay really provided me an environment where I could build meaningful relationships and also have that awesome relationship with both faculty and fellow students. And I made many friends with shared interests and these connections I still have to this day. I'm really grateful for my experience, and it definitely prepared me for my position as a marketing manager.
And that is exciting to hear that you're still in contact with people and still have that network. Can you tell us about any specific experiences or projects at Austin Peay that were particularly impactful for you?
Yes. So one of the best experiences was receiving the Hattie Walker Wilhold Recognition Award. It was an incredible, rewarding feeling just to feel seen and acknowledged for my leadership and service with the Austin Peay community. And I'm very thankful for you for giving me that recognition. It definitely was one of the highlights of my college career.
Well, that was well-deserved. And it was also for our listeners. Brianna worked with me inside my office and was a tremendous help as a student worker and just an outstanding student. But after graduating from APSU, you went on to pursue your MBA. What motivated you to take this step?
So I've always wanted to go back to school to get my master's, but honestly, I was afraid and just a little bit discouraged because I didn't know how I was going to work a full-time job and attend school. It was very difficult to do that. However, if it wasn't for my friends and family just motivating me and being there for every step of the way, I don't think I would have made it. So I'm very lucky to have had that support system.
And how did your MBA experience contribute to your career progression?
Yeah, so my MBA experience really contributed to my career progression just by providing me with more knowledge and skills that I apply in my job every day. The program helped me develop my leadership abilities and gain a better understanding of business operations. It also expanded my professional network. I met so many like-minded professionals and students who have really helped me and been a valuable resource. My MBA opened up new opportunities as well, and it really prepared me for my current role as a marketing manager.
And so can you tell us a little bit about your role as the Meta Department Manager for Iffert Media and a little bit about Iffert Media for our listeners who haven't heard of this company before?
Sure. So Iffert Media is a marketing agency in the Nashville area. We're located in the Gulch. We have a lot of different services, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, email marketing, Google Ads. We do a variety of things. And as my time as the marketing manager, my day-to-day involves reviewing each client's ad accounts, finding opportunities to improve their overall sales. I spend most of my time analyzing the performance metrics and just collaborating with my team to develop and implement different strategies and just making sure that each client is reaching their goals. I also work closely with the clients to understand their needs and just provide more insight on how they can achieve their overall goals.
And what challenges do you face in this role and how do you overcome them?
Yeah, so some of the challenges I face just include all the changes in marketing trends and just ensuring that I stay up to date with all of them. And also just making sure all of my strategies are effective for each client. I manage a diverse group of clients and they have different needs and expectations, and it can be very demanding at times. I overcome this just by trying to constantly stay up to date with trends on social media and really leaning on my team when things get overwhelming.
Are you able to share like any specific examples of this where you've encountered a challenge because of that diversity among your clients that your team was able to brainstorm and kind of overcome that?
Yes. So sometimes the clients have not so nice words for us. If we mess up or something just doesn't go as planned, we really have to just call a meeting and figure out what we can do so that they will have a better experience with us. We pride ourselves really just with communication. That's the main thing. And we want all of our clients to be happy. So just by having a meeting, coming together and seeing what we can do to improve their results and just change the overall objective, it really helps.
And that makes sense as far as teamwork. But looking back, how do you think your education at APSU and your MBA have prepared you for your current role?
Yeah, so my time at Austin Peay and TSU really set me up for success as a meta marketing manager. Austin Peay gave me the basics of business marketing that I still use to this day, while TSU just built on that and advanced my skills, definitely gave me a better understanding of different strategies and helped me become a better leader. Both experiences really helped me just become more confident in myself and my skills and to be able to handle many tough situations and challenges, especially with digital marketing changing so much.
What do you think some of the biggest changes that have happened since you've began at IFERT?
Yeah, just the advances of TikTok. We really didn't start off with that. We mainly focused on Facebook, Instagram, Google. But with the change of TikTok coming along and so many trends and it just being such a huge app nowadays, it definitely was a challenge just trying to learn that, especially with TikTok ads and all the influencers, just being able to learn everything, especially on top of Facebook. It definitely was a huge challenge for me.
And hearing how your educational journey contributed to your success is very inspiring. What advice would you give to current APSU students or recent graduates who aspire to have a career like yours?
Yeah. So for current Austin Peay students or recent graduates, I just say network as much as you can and seek out internships. Making connections with people in your field just can lead to great opportunities, and internships give you real world experience that can be very valuable. Both are really just important for setting yourself up for success.
Great advice, networking and internship. But before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I just like to say that college can be tough, but stick with it and make as many connections as you can. Postgrad can also be challenging, and finding opportunities might seem very hard at first. So definitely lean on your family and friends for support and don't give up. Just keep pushing forward. You'll find your way. It took me a while, but as you can see, I am successful now, but definitely take your time. It will come.
Thank you, Brianna, for sharing your insights and experiences with us. It's been a pleasure catching up with you today on the show. If our listeners want to learn more about you and IFERT Media, where can they find this information?
Yes, so definitely you can find me on LinkedIn, of course, under Brianna Bledsoe. And if you would like any more information, you can always DM me and I can give you that.
And we'll have that information in the show notes for listeners that would like to learn more. Thank you. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Busy Research. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories and valuable insights. Until next time, stay curious and stay busy.